sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, January 29th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'd like to start the show today with a prayer. A prayer for our country, a prayer for our state. I'd like to include a prayer for my wife, Vicky. Had a very interesting night last night. She's getting stronger every single day from her surgery last week. Getting ready for bed, we took our meds. We had everything done. We were good to go. And she couldn't get comfortable. And she sat up in bed. I have some pillows stacked up for her. She doesn't really lay flat while she's going through the recovery. And she said, "Can you rub my back?" And it's like, sure, no problem. So she sat up and she kind of put her right leg on the edge of the bed. And I started rubbing her back. And she went, "Oh, no." And I'm like, "What?" She says, "I've got this pain in my back. And now it's shooting down into my arms. And I just felt a real sharp pain in my jaw." She looked at me and she said, "This is exactly the pains I had when I had my heart attack back in 2007. So, per doctor's instructions, I jumped out of the bedroom. I got an aspirin and I got one nitroglycerin pill out of her purse. She carries this little device that keeps it airtight away from sunlight to protect the nitroglycerin pills. I gave them to her. I called 911. Torch Lake Township responded very quickly. Even in this snowstorm we had going at roughly midnight last night. And they took her to Munson Hospital. So the prayer I'd like to ask you to join me in right now is, Father God, we come to you and we ask for your hand, your divine providence, your healing hand on my wife, Vicky. Guide her doctors today to find out what's wrong. And Lord, heal her from any heart condition issues that she's having. Father, we also ask you to put your hand on Washington, D.C. and Lansing, Michigan. We need people to be strong. We need people to stand up and do what's right for us, the people. Father, I ask you that you put your hand on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a former Democrat who's being drilled today in his Senate hearing confirmation to be our next Secretary of Health and Human Services, and that the Senate confirm him to work for Donald Trump's cabinet. Father, we have financial needs here at the radio station. We have problems happening all over the world. put your hand on President Zelensky and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, that they can end that Ukrainian-Russian war swiftly, quickly, without any further loss of life. Father, we need help, and you're the only person that we can come to ask for all these wonderful blessings and divine providence and your healing hand. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we absolutely pray all of this in his name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, guys. Greatly appreciate that. Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house. Text me any questions. We'll ask the vet in the next segment. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, in this time slot is Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie's with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You even acted a little bit like a human guinea pig Describe that text message to me that you sent to me. Tell the audience what you told me.
Well, I was starting to feel throat. Now, remember, this is personal experience. I'm not recommending anybody does this. I'm just telling you what happened to me. Okay,
yes.
So he's got to put that little asterisk.
I'm
out
not
there.
A human doctor. I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Okay, we got it. Yep. We got it.
But I was starting to have a little tickle in my throat, and actually, there's the crud has been creeping around through the clinic, and anybody who works in an office knows how that can go.
Sure.
And I'm like, you know, poo. Now I'm going to get sick and be out. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to try this because of all the research I've been doing on this Ivomec. So I just squirted a little of my Pepsi, actually, Diet Pepsi.
Sure.
And I did it 2 days in a row. And it didn't – I still got a little, you know, stuffed up, but nothing – because usually I get sick. And usually people know you get sick, you go on the same. It's like you get sick and then my throat hurts and then I'm going to get stuffed up and then I'm going to – you know, I mean, it's pretty consistent when I get sick. I usually
right.
Can tell.
The same symptoms start and you realize you were going to get sick.
Yep. Brought it down to 3 days and I never – you know, there was like maybe a day I just kind of really just felt – you know, punky, but
right,
not enough to where, you know, I didn't like I missed work anyhow, but you know, not enough to the point where I was worried about that. So
now,
yeah,
was this the liquid form?
Yeah, this is the liquid injectable form. Again, like I said to people, the only difference between a drug and a toxin is dose, and I have the training to know how to do this.
Right.
So you do your research, be very careful.
So I believe for human consumption, the blue dewormer that I use topically with a cotton ball over my lungs and front and back and across my chest whenever I have these symptoms come up, I believe it's 1 mL for every 10 or 11 pounds of human weight. So at the time I was 220. So I took basically 10 ml in the little measuring cup, and that's what I use, 5 ml on the front and 5 ml on the back. And same thing for me, Jeff. My symptoms went away within a day or two. So
yep. Yeah. Now, when you're using transdermal stuff, and I can talk about because we use transdermals in animals. Sometimes bioavailability. So, like if you took the injection, you'd almost absorb 100% of it. And so,
sure.
So you're going to have when you do the transdermal stuff, doses tend to be a little bit more variable because you're never quite sure how much can go in, and it can even vary on your skin pH and stuff that too. And then especially if you're using like transdermal stuff that's made for a cow.
Yep.
I mean, cows are covered in leather because that's where leather comes from. You know, so the skin, do your research.
Got to be careful.
Be careful. Start small. And then actually I was talking with my other doc. I'm like, you imagine, you know, in days of yore, when they were first discovering drugs, you know, back in, you know, 1800s and whatnot, I mean, I can remember reading a story about talking about them developing morphine that they derived, obviously, from opium. But yeah, that's what they do. Like, oh, look, I made this drug. I'm going to take it and see what happens. And then you wake up about 4 hours later and you're like, oh, wow, okay. You know, now, granted, it's like the Wild West of stuff, but that's how they used to do stuff back then, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, how do they figure out which mushrooms you can eat? You know, ancient man, like, well, let's see. This mushroom, you know, killed Grog. This one made you see God for 3 days. You know, it's like how they figure out, you know.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah, it's experimental, absolutely. But, again, it goes along with a lot of the research that you've been studying and with these white papers and all of the research papers you've been looking at. So
yeah, it's not – and like I said, they talk about it's not – an experimental drug. It's a drug it's a known drug. Like I said, 1978, we've had this thing for decades. Okay.
Sure.
It is a drug that is being looked at and used in new ways. So a little different than going out and just concocting, I didn't concoct something in my basement and, Eureka, exactly. So this is something that has research and has some science behind it. And like I said, you always got to do every tool. I mean, a hammer can be used to build a house and you can use a hammer to tear a house down. You've really, you got to be careful.
Yep. So. How you're going to use it. Absolutely. Yep. Now, one of the other things that we talked about in that research that you had spent a lot of time reading and studying up on, and we talked about it actually for an entire half hour, you had called out on the show here to see if you could get a dog with cancer so that you could do some, testing with it using ivermectin. How did that go, and what kind of response did you get?
Well, what I had is a dog that we had in here in June. Had bone cancer. So this is already a prior client, and went ahead and at that point you have to amputate the limb, but we also did the anti-cancer vaccine too that we do. We did some immunotherapy. The dog has done really good up till now, which actually for osteosarc is not bad. Came in, dog is still, but now I can see where it has spread to the liver. There's also a lesion in the lung. And typically at this point, when I would have people, I would tell them, I got none I can, because osteosarcs typically do not respond to chemotherapy very well.
Sure.
Typically I would tell them, I got nothing for you. I mean, it's we'll try to keep them as comfortable as possible for as long as possible, but, And so I sat and talked with them, had a nice long talk with them, and I'm like, well, I've learned this. This isn't, and I basically the same spiel that I've, told you guys the past few weeks. And it's, we did the risk assessment and told them, okay, this could happen or this could happen or this could happen. And they said, let's go ahead and try it. And obviously we're monitoring him. If we think it's causing a problem, we're going to stop. We're in very close monitoring of the situation.
To interrupt you, what type of ivermectin are you using? Oral, topical? What are you using?
Well, I have injectable here is what we use. So it's oral.
Injectable.
Yeah.
Got it.
And again, but I'm not injecting it. It's just, you can feed it orally. When you have... we talk about, and honestly, dogs have been taking ivermectin orally for decades. It's in HeartGuard. It's in a lot of the heartworm pills.
Oh, okay.
Ivermectin's the active ingredient in it. Now, granted, it's at a much lower dose, but, that's the active ingredient in it.
Sure.
So, but like I said, there it's not like this is just some random plant I found in the backyard. This is, there's science here. And
right,
experience.
Absolutely.
Right. There's a mountain.
So how long is the dog being treated so far?
He just started yesterday.
Okay. Did he have any reaction to it as far as vomiting or anything like that?
Nope. We used to use it. I was talking with Dr. Mackey, one of my other associates. So remember back in the day when we used to use this oral ivermectin for Demodex mites, and we used to get them on high doses for that. You couldn't even start them at the therapeutic level dose for Demodectic mange is like three times the regular deworming dose, and you had to work them up into it. But I can remember, just thinking back, this is something, of course, now we've got new drugs out here. It's easier for us to treat Demodex, so we don't have to use this stuff anymore. But back when I was a young vetline, I can remember having dogs on oral ivermectin for 2 months at like 600 micrograms per kilogram instead of 200. And they did fine. The biggest thing is, I try to give it with some food because sometimes you give dogs would get a little, a little bit of an upset stomach, but.
Sure.
Yeah. And,
excellent.
And then I had another client that I've heard through the grapevine that they're doing this also, not through me, but, they have a dog that has lymphoma and they're trying that too. And I told the doctor on the case, I'm like, hey, I would be, very interested for them to keep me in the loop. What's happening? So,
ultimately your goal is to gather enough, patients to be able to do this with, monitor, keep track of what you gave and what happened.
Yep.
And then ultimately after enough, I guess you would say patients enough subjects exposed to this type of treatment, you plan to potentially maybe write a paper on it yourself after all the research and success or not success that you have. So if anybody's out there, again, listening, and you know of a dog that has cancer, please get a hold of Dr. Jeff at the Sioux Animal Hospital. The phone number is 906-635-5910. Yep. Get a hold of him there and consider possibly bringing the animal to Dr. Jeff and be part of this study. Because, Jeff, this is where it really all begins. And a lot of this research you've already read yourself. Now you're applying it specifically to canines in your practice. This could change the way possibly they're treated in the future.
Could be, yeah. I mean, this is the way a lot of things happen is somebody will do something, okay? I mean, even CBD, okay? We can even talk, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
You had these anecdotal reports that, hey, I gave my dog pot, okay, or whatever, and she stopped seizing, or she did this, or did this, or did this. And then you get enough of these, what they call anecdotal reports or clinical reports, where, you know, doctors say, hey, I treated this dog with this, and this happened. Then it's going to get enough interest to go to, like, again, this is not, what I'm doing is basically clinical reports, okay? It's not a double-blinded study. It's not the, quote-unquote, gold, I'm using my air quotes here, gold standard, you know?
Right.
Because we talked about, you know, what levels of proof and da-da-da-da. But it still is enough to go, hmm. And like I said, the first thing, you know, it's like my old mentor vet, you know, he kind of had his own take on the you know, Hippocratic Oath, which basically is don't make it worse, you know.
Right. Do no harm. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
So as long as, you know, everybody's going into it eyes wide open, you know, might work, might not work. What's our risk? What's our benefit, you know, and then, you know, every case is individual. We'll sit and talk about it, figure out, is this something you want to do or not? Are we comfortable doing it? Because I might wind up with a dog that there's enough other things going on to go, because this dog has nothing else going on. Liver is not happy, but it's still kind of functioning. But the kidneys are working. He's not diabetic. He's not. I mean, if you start adding in multiple other diseases or problems on top of a tumor, all right, well, now, because now we have to, ivermectin has to be processed, it has to still get out of the body so it doesn't build up. So there's a whole spectrum that I have to analyze to say, are we a case for this or not?
Right, absolutely. Yep. And this type of dog, without those other, you know, ailments or situations going on, that's actually a great test study for you.
And I think the cancer vaccine that we gave, see, because I've already got a confounding variable in this one, because I gave him the anti-cancer vaccine back in June when we diagnosed him. And sure. I think that has kept this at a dull roar, because usually, because that was June, so what, we're 7 months now?
7 months, sure.
Yeah. Usually dogs, osteosarcs like that we just do the amputation, we're at, I mean, 4 or 5 months, I'm putting them down because something spread. Not all the time, but if it's going to spread, that's usually when it hits them. And the fact that this dog is now 8 months out, and still clinically, if you look at him, he's still eating, he's still drinking, he was running around chasing the Frisbee the other day, so he still feels okay.
Right.
We're just starting to see some of these changes, and so that's where we did that. But
excellent. Okay. Well, Jeff in Oscoda, I'm taking my dog back to the vet on Thursday, and if she does have cancer, he definitely wants to volunteer his dog up to you. So greatly appreciate it, sir.
Oh, no problem.
Again, any questions or appointment, 906-635-5.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team covering the